Hey, you're listening to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast, a weekly show with two dudes discussing booze and life and pepper with copious amounts of swearing. I'm John. My co-host Steven and I are just regular beer lovers. We have great palates and plenty of knowledge, but we're not beer snobs. We're not going to fucking talk shit about beer. We're going to just talk about beer. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SluggerP. You can also reach out to us at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggardpodcast@gmail.com. All right, we are getting ready to kick off a very different type of episode.
Yes, very different.
We're branching out because we are a craft beverage podcast, not just craft beer, even though that is by far our preferred beverage. And so we are going to do a all moonshine, quote that, episode. We are going to try some mass-produced, quote-unquote, moonshines. They're all apple pie variety. Two are from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, which is becoming the moonshine tourism capital, I think. Yeah. And then one is made by a toothless man in the woods.
We don't know the toothless part, but I can pretty sure the woods.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not a upstanding citizen. Anyway, so this one is illegal moonshine. So anyway, the first one we're going to try is by Old Smoky Moonshine out of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Now, have you been to this location?
To the actual distillery?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been down that way since way before they existed.
Okay, I have. Miranda and I went years ago. That is not where when we bought this. The other one is that old. It is a playground. Like it is like they have set up Gatlinburg, Tennessee, so you can just wander the streets and try your free samples of moonshine and get shit faced, and enjoy yourself. And it's like people with families. It's blue collar. Everybody, you know, it's not a real frou-frou place or anything, but they do a lot of drinking of moonshine there. And, you know, most of the places, I think, now charge a little fee to come in and do a tasting, but they almost have to do that probably to cover their butt. But I know when we were there last time, only one place charged to do a tasting, and you could go as many times as you wanted.
Huh.
So there was a lot of moonshine being drunk, and I'm not really big on it. What do you think about apple pie in general?
An actual pie, is that what you're referring to?
I was referring to the moonshine.
The apple variety. Pie moonshine. I mean, straight up moonshine that you do get from the backwoods of West Virginia. I enjoy heavily.
I'm actually not a huge apple pie fan of moonshine. I mean, I love fucking pies in general, but that's not a shock for anybody that knows me. I don't really like apple pie moonshine much.
It's definitely not my preferred drink.
Yeah.
I like it every now and then. It's a little sweet for me to drink a lot, but I do not like moonshine knockoffs.
Right. And I have a feeling that's how you're going to feel about this one.
And I've not had any product of theirs. It's in every liquor store around here because we're not that far from Gatlinburg. There's like 15 different types.
Sure.
And every time I eyeball it, and it's in a mason jar, I'm sitting there just thinking, this is just fake. People are buying it just because it's moonshine.
Yeah, and really all it is like a whiskey or a bourbon that they're not putting in a barrel.
Yeah, I mean, it's white lightning.
Yeah.
White dog is what they call it.
This is only 70 proof.
So they've watered it down.
Oh, yeah, it's palatable for the masses.
See, now you done lost me again. Because any white dog that I've had from a distillery, a reputable one, they don't water their shit down.
No.
It's 110 proof.
And they do sell a style like that, but it's just the white lightning. It's not in apple pie. Now this, have you gone in for a smell of this yet?
No.
You do get a little apple on the nose.
It smells like a cider.
It smells like a cider with a lot of burn.
I think the burn... I'm not getting a lot of burn. Maybe it's because of the glass that we're drinking.
Okay.
I don't know.
I get a lot of ethanol in there. Like, I feel like you could put this in your gas tank and run down the
store. The more I smell it, it's just, I'm sensitive to sweetness.
Sure. But go in for a taste there. Tell the people what you think.
Well, it's all right. It's not quite as sweet as what I thought.
No.
Not quite as thick as what I thought.
It is cloying, though. It kind of clings to your tongue.
It is. Your mouth. But not too much, though. It's not too thick. No. It's not syrup or anything.
I like it that, you know, it doesn't really have a burn, per se, because there's so much additive to it. But you do get warmth in your chest.
Yes. I believe that is from the alcohol.
I think you're probably right. A lot of cinnamon.
And from what I remember, drinking this compared to the actual apple pie, the actual apple pie ain't as sweet as this here.
I don't believe it is. I think the apples cut it so that your heart doesn't explode, and that's about it. Right.
And so I much prefer that over this. This is, I wouldn't want any more than what we got here.
Oh, I agree. When we're only doing like an ounce yeah. and a half here.
Well, you could probably pour this on like vanilla ice cream or something. It's definitely dessert. Oh,
absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'd put this in a bottle for my kids if I had kids. That's why they don't let me have kids.
You know, it helps with the teething.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, there's a dog.
with a white ear.
Yeah, well, yeah, my dog's fucking stupid. Great, but stupid. Yeah, I can't say that the memories have gotten it weren't wrong. I was thinking this is going to be the weakest of the three things we try.
Mm-hmm.
And that apple pie is not my favorite variety, but it's the widest type of, quote, moonshine available, so I knew I could get three variations of it for this. Right. So, all right. Well, let's pour this other one and see what we can find there.
Yeah.
Now, here's number two. And this one is more interesting just because of where it's from. It's from Doc Collier's Distillery in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And this is like or it was when I was there and I bought it. It was a micro distillery. They didn't distribute. They might now. It's been several years. But this is their apple pie, quote, moonshine. Now, you already have a problem with them calling it that because why?
It's 40 proof. It's 20% alcohol. I don't really understand that. Can you call it liquor? Let alone moonshine.
I agree, because you would call this what?
I mean, I got stuff I make at the house that's this much alcohol in it.
Sure.
This is a liqueur, definitely.
What's the difference between a liquor and a liqueur?
Liqueurs are they're lower alcohol. They're a little bit thicker, a little bit sweeter, and they usually are mixed with something else. Yeah.
Well, I thought that's usually what people drink, like, after they have dinner or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
They'll do something sweet or something heavy.
It's like a little shot.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Something bigger on the palate.
What do you call it? A digestive or whatever?
Digestive.
Or do they do that before they eat?
I don't really know. I don't follow that much.
Okay.
Now, this does have a label we can actually read, and it says, "Our family has never been about fads." Well, they make apple pie moonshine.
Yeah,
so,
that seems right.
Great-great-grandpa William Doc Collier traveled these mountains on horseback, delivering his moonshine before moonshine was even a word. This at a time when an honest man knew he could find the stiff drink in our neck of the woods. Enjoy what many fine Appalachians already know.
Is this a stiff drink? It's 20% stiff.
I'll call it stiff.
Why did they sell it in a little bottle like it's some high-octane elixir?
They did have, they had like a... what we would call an imperial apple pie.
Oh, so it was 25%.
I think it was actually 70 proof. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
No, I mean, I'm just going into this due to the location and what it is. I was going to knock it. I mean,
Now I will say, if we had done this one along with the Old Smoky back like blind, I can already tell from smell I'm going to prefer this.
Yes, this is a. Definitely not the sweetness on the nose as first.
No, and it just it smells like a better quality.
It does.
It smells like there's a balance between flavor and alcohol. I'm more excited for that.
No, I still don't like it.
Okay.
It tastes watery. Or I think it tastes watery.
It does a bit.
Yeah.
To me it tastes like you took a pretty strong cider and dropped a shot of something in it. Like a clear liquor in it.
There's conflicting flavor notes in this.
I prefer it over the other one. But if I'm looking for something to knock me on my ass, I would have to go with the other one for sheer purposes of what it is. But I can't say I'm enamored with either of these apple pie offerings.
No, this is best left to the West Virginian mountain people.
Tennessee mountain people?
No, the real stuff.
Oh, okay, okay. Never mind, I get you then. And I do agree that, and you and I have had this discussion off mic before, that, you know, you can call it whatever you want. I don't care if you call it moonshine, whatever. but you're not going to get me to see this moonshine because we've had plenty of moonshine.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not a huge fan of that either.
No.
I just think it lacks a finesse that I look for. Yeah.
Depth for me. But there is quality moonshine, you know, the quality of the alcohol itself, because there is certain moonshines and a White Dog or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
That, you know, it's 140 proof. It burns like hell, but you do get some flavor notes in there, so oddly enough. But, you know, you can also use it to sanitize your hands. So,
yeah, you can do that. Clean some pennies.
just rub the dirt right off of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and actually the last distillery I went to 2 or 3 months ago, which was Buffalo Trace, they make something called the White Dog, and it's 140 proof. And when they give it to you at the tasting at the end, they say, well, you can either take a drink of this or you can use it to wash your hands.
Huh.
And so, naturally, I took a drink of it.
Of course.
I've actually bought a bottle before. But, you know, it's good. I like it.
Whatever you say. It doesn't sound like me.
Smooth Ambler Distillery. They made White Dog.
Yes.
Back when they were, you know, first opened the first few years. And that was actually good.
Well, it was their offering, like, before they could, you know, before they had time to age it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And most distilleries need to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And they since stopped offering that. That one and the one in Floyd. I can't remember the name of the distillery in Floyd, but they're doing that now, the Moonshine. But they actually make a quality White Lightning.
Huh, nice.
And they have certain flavors like elderberry and stuff like that. And I've been a fan of their stuff, but it's more serious than what this
is. And this is just a huge fad, and it's a lasting fad. I'll give it that. They're making their money off of it because there are probably four other distilleries that I can think of in that stretch of area. So, I mean, they've made their money with it. They're doing well with it. These are just the two that I happen to be able to get my hands on.
It's just so all the tourists can come up and go, I had moonshine.
Right.
No, you didn't. If they were to legalize moonshining, right now, all those places would close down because they ain't worth a shit.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure there are places you can still go get that around that area.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I haven't been to Gatlinburg in quite some time. Yeah. But I feel like there are probably ways, and commercially probably, to get your hands on real moonshine.
Yeah, I actually have recently acquired a hookup for that right now, and so I'm waiting until the holiday season. It's coming out of McDowell County.
Oh, so the water's already tainted with coal slurry.
With coal. That helps filter the
shine. It's charcoal filtered.
See, you pay out the ass for that for Jack Daniels, but McDowell... That's how you get all your water.
That is. Those people, they live a good long life down there.
They do.
Not
they
employed do. And with third arms and shit.
What, 38 is about the life expectancy down there?
Around there. I mean, it's got a higher cancer rate than Giles County, so that's saying something.
That's about right, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I have nothing left to say on either of those first two.
No.
I am more excited to try this third one that comes from a mysterious individual who is breaking the law by making it.
Do we know what state this comes from?
It is from Virginia. It's from one of Miranda's employees.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at the color of it and tell it's going to have a lot to it.
But I've not seen it with sediment like that before.
I feel like it was probably mixed as, pre or mixed after the moonshine itself was opened? Made. Not that I know of. Look at the jar.
I mean, yeah.
This could get interesting. We might die. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Open it up.
Let's try to open it.
Yeah. You mean go get my wife to open it?
No. Since you made that comment, let's backtrack to the other lid that took you 5 minutes and hollering at your wife to open for you there.
She was passing by. She does CrossFit. She's got guns. So I was like, oh, yeah, there's some scissors over there you want to pry it up with the blade of the scissor.
Probably going to have to do that.
But, yeah, I was like, yeah, why not? That'll work. This might kill us, by the way. I mean, I don't know.
Here, you just keep talking. I'm going to open
this. All right. Well, I'm just going to jabber on about Steven trying to open a mason jar.
What?
And that
first off, prying off a lid that's probably been on there for quite some time is...
Oh, yeah. I know it. What's it smell like?
Smells like a brandy.
Okay. So, we might not be trying to... That's plenty. But, oh, yeah. It smells like something somebody mixed up in their bathtub. It's got a lot of spices in it, but it smelled like they did not know what a fucking measuring cup looked like.
Well,
It's like when my uncle makes apple pie moonshine. He buys Everclear and just throws a bunch of shit in there with it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know whether it's because I've been dicking around with the lid for a few minutes. But on the nose, initially, I got rust.
Okay, I do not get rust.
It could be from the lid.
I get a lot of cinnamon, a little clove, maybe allspice. Might be allspice.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
Which might be what's floating down there in the bottom of that jar.
There's a lot of sediment there.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably a lot of spice and probably apple in there as well. This is going to be interesting.
And I'll tell you, drinking things like this, you really got to have a lot of faith in the guy that made this.
Oh, you do, because we might go blind, deaf. If the show gets a lot harder to follow along with here in a second, you're going to know what happened.
And to be clear, we don't know that this is moonshine. This could be brandy. This could be God knows what.
This could be vinegar.
It could be vinegar.
So we thought we would let you enjoy it. That's why we normally don't open beers on Mike.
So what's the estimated age? When did she acquire this?
Like I said, it's been here longer than I have, and we've been together 6 years.
So let's say 8. Yeah. This has been carefully aged.
In a mason jar with a metal lid for 8 years in the back of my fridge. Okay, well, you didn't die. Not yet.
That's the best of the three.
Okay.
No, that's good. It's
Oh shit, yeah.
That's good spice.
That is what you drink after dinner as part of your dessert before you go to bed. That is delicious.
That is good.
Okay. So here's what we've learned. If you want good quality real apple pie, you get some nameless long-haired individual who works for the state to leave it in your truck seat when nobody's looking. All right? That's the only way you get good quality apple pie.
Not on Main Street in Gatlinburg.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with Gatlinburg, by the way. I'm not slamming the town. I have a good time every time I've gone. But
I wonder what the ABV on this is, because I can't taste it.
That's the one sad part, is that there's no way we'll know.
I can't even taste
it. And I would say what they started with was probably real high, and it's because this tastes like it was diluted quite a bit.
Yeah.
But the flavors they added and the balance that they put with it is actually really good.
Yeah.
My wife was lying when she said you could have that.
No, I've already acquired it. It's over on my side of the table right now.
You're a bastard.
You got plenty of alcohol over there.
I do.
And you got a keg. And
I know. Actually, I've almost emptied that keg. Ah, man.
This is the only one of the three that I actually like drinking.
Yes, I agree. This is actually enjoyable. The rest of them are a means to an end.
Very, very good apple flavor this day. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I think the rest of them probably used a lot of flavorings, a lot of prepackaged flavorings, and this probably used actual apples
picked from a tree in the backyard.
Yeah, and so this is of a different quality than what we've tried earlier.
Oh, no doubt.
I would like to tell you where you could get it, but honestly, I don't know.
I'm sure there is a Craigslist ad or something.
Probably. Yeah.
Usually, you just know a person that knows a person that knows a person.
Right. If you just go out and start asking around, hey, where can I get some good moonshine, you're going to get about the first three people to give you a funny look or ask if you're a cop. Not really. Nobody cares. No, all the cops get moonshine, too. Nobody gives a shit.
The only people that care are the ABC.
Right. And so, if they have one of those badges or cards, don't go to them.
No.
Or, they might know the best people.
They probably do.
Now, they probably arrested them, but they would know who they are.
But they confiscate it, too.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine they pour all that out.
I don't know. Those ABC guys do not dick around, though.
No.
I've had dealings with them from the brewery and stuff, and they don't play.
I can't believe, 2019 in America, you can't distill things. If you want to, you should be able to do it.
Well, you can. What is it, 2 gallons a year?
Just 2 gallons?
I know. If you really enjoy that type of drink, which I don't drink a lot of liquor, so 2 gallons would probably do me just fine. But if you really enjoy it, 2 gallons ain't going to last that long.
Well, why go buy all the equipment and stuff necessary to do this the proper way for just 2 gallons a year? But also, how do they know you do 2 gallons a year?
Well, and that's kind of the thing. That's the end around there, I think, is that you can get away with doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, all right. This has been an interesting episode. The last part was a real good part of the episode.
Yes, it was.
But I think I'm done with apple pie moonshine for a while.
Yeah. Let's move on to something else.
Yeah, let's go on. But anyway, this has been the Sluggard Podcast. I'm John.
And I'm Steven.
You can hit us up at SluggardP on Twitter, Sluggard Podcast on Facebook, jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com, or SluggardPodcast@gmail.com. Cheers.
Cheers.